brothers and sisters. Brothers and sisters, I don't know what this world is coming to.
Brutally honest. On Big Woo Radio with Nima, Nayana, and JB. JT, Big Woo, yeah, they here too. And we ain't going nowhere now that we got you. So fill your cup up, let's get tipsy. Get naked if you feel a little frisky.
Okay.
But whatever you do, keep it honest and true. This ain't no fake ass show, so keep your fake shit at the door.
Yeah.
Raise your glass if y'all ready for the show. Are y'all ready for the show?
Yeah.
Are y'all ready for the show?
Yeah.
Well, put the kids to bed, motherfucker. Let's go.
Man, we be honest up in this piece, boy. What you doing, man? Well, we're going to have a pause for the calls for a second because I got to switch
black and in color.
We having some disturbances with the whatever this is going on right now. I don't know. It's some kind of disturbance with the Wi-Fi here right now, but it's been happening for the past couple of things, and I'm gonna have to get on the Time Warner people or whoever it is that because every now and then we have some problems with the Wi-Fi, but I'm not gonna complain about that all show because we got a great show. Hoping you can keep up when the time's out, it goes out. Hope you get back in, jump back in, because you don't want to miss this show, baby. You don't want to miss this motherfucking show today. We got a grown ass man on this motherfucking show today. Not just me. Even though right now I'm by myself, ain't nobody seeming to chime in on the Brutally Honest show no more. We ain't got Nine or Renee Hero. We ain't got Lil Buggy Hero. We ain't got JB Mr. 29 Hero. But guess who you got Hero? Big Woo, baby. The namesake. Big Woo Radio. So thanks everybody listening live at BigWooRadio.com. And everybody's download the Big Woo Radio app in the Google Play Store. And all of our folks that search on the podcast app, we appreciate that on your iPhone. We really appreciate that. You're going to be glad you did. If you hang in there with us, you're going to be glad you did because we got my man, MC Shan. Most of y'all know him from The Bridge Is Over. The Bridge Is Over. The Bridge Is Over. Bye-bye. The Bridge. No, not that one. That's he going to be so mad when he hear that. That's not his. That's Karis One. But that was the response to the bridge. Chris Bridge. By my man MC Shan. Got that all mixed up. But they had a beef going on. That was probably one of the first beefs in hip hop. One of the first beefs in hip hop I think that I can recall. I don't know. I might be wrong. Who knows? But again, we got the legend today on the show. MC Shan is going to be in the building, which he might be on the line right now. But we're going to get to that in 1 second. But we got to pause for the calls. You know how we do around here, man. I'll tell you who the show is brought to you by today. Today is brought to you by Trade and Travel and Wine 49. Let's start with Wine 49. That's my cousin, them. Wine 49, she is going to take you on an adventure to show you how to change your palate to accept different wines. Maybe some wines that you didn't really enjoy in the past, but with a particular food, you might enjoy this dry wine if you like sweet wine. You might enjoy the sweet wine if you like dry wine. Just give her a call, man. Just give her a call or go to a Facebook page. That's Wine 49, the number 49. Or give her a call at 973-223-4353. That's 973-223-4353. She will come to your city. She will come to your city and do a wine tasting for you with the food and pairing up the food and the wines, bringing wine for you to have a wine tasting with you and your closest friends, especially the ones that like to buy wine, you know, because we like to sell wine. She likes to sell wine. So we need people that like to buy wine. So give her a call and have her come to your city. Or you can do a virtual, you know, in today's environment. People don't still ain't really trusting anybody getting together and all that. So you can do a virtual wine tasting as well. Just give her a call. Check her out on the Facebook page. Also, Trade and Travel Academy, my other cousin, he doing big things too. He teaching people how to do trading. So you can travel more, you know what I mean? Make that money in your spare time and lots of it. But he's going to show you how to do it. Go to N Travel Academy. That's trade, the letter N, Travel Academy on patreon.com/ trade, the letter N, Travel Academy. Man, thanks you so much for joining us, man. We got my man MC Shane coming up. Right now, we got to take a pause for the call till my peoples gets hurl. Jesse Story, this was a brand new one by Jesse Story. Ooh, what the, hell? Is that you, Niana Renee?
What's up, boo?
Is yes, that JB, Mr. 299?
I'm calling from a different number.
Yeah, I sure is, because I had no idea that was you. And there goes
I
JB.
I sent you a text. You ain't answer my text.
Well, you sent me a text after I was already on the era. I ain't really paying attention to my phone no more after that. But we got a ghost in the building. I was just saying, Niana, you just gonna overlook the fact that JB at 299 is in the building right now.
What up, JB? I don't hear
what's up, love? How you doing, love? What's good?
Oh, I'm great.
Oh, you can hear him now. Good.
Hanging out for a little bit.
I thought it was just me for a minute. I thought it was just me hearing shit for a minute. I was like, wait a minute. Am I really hearing JB? Is this really true? If Niana can't hear him. Niana can't hear him, then I really can't hear it. I must be hearing shit.
Hearing
what's going on? JB, you know we got MC Shan on the show today. MC Shan is going to be on the show tonight.
Oh, okay, no doubt. That's what's up. No doubt.
Yeah, hip-hop legend MC Shan will definitely be, well, hopefully it'll be in the building. It'll be about 6:30 by the time we get in, I believe. Maybe so. Who knows? People just pop in on me from out the blue sometimes. Sometimes I might have everybody here. Sometimes I might have nobody here but me. But either way, go.
You said 6:30.
Is there anything that we're not supposed to touch on before he comes on?
Nothing that I'm aware of. Nobody said anything to me. I think he got some new music, but we'll see about that. But until then, we got the sex. Niana, you ready for the sexy thought, or you want me to take a break first and you gather your thoughts?
I can ask a question, but if you read your message, you'll see what I mean.
Okay, well, let me take a break so we can read the message and see what she means. This is Jesse Story, baby, brand new music. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Brulianna Show. Big Woo Radio. MC Shan is in the building tonight on the Brulianna Show. We'll be right back. Brulianna Show. Big Woo Radio. Don't you go to where?
Tell me, baby, what you gonna do? You like it freaky? I'm a whole mood. Well, let me hear it, baby. Scream out now. I give it to you. You ain't never. Even though, baby.
Baby, scream out now. I give it to you. listening to Big Woo Radio.
Let me put the tip in.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Big Woo, Big Woo Radio. I'm chilling with my girl, Nayana Renee. What's going on, Nayana?
Hey, Woo.
Nayana just dropped a website, NayanaRenee.com. And if you don't mind, Nayana, can you tell us more about your website so we can get nasty with Nayana Renee?
You so crazy. My pleasure.
NayanaRenee.com. You ever read a book that will have you thinking, making you climax, or maybe even wanting to check yourself where you're in the right place? Because that's exactly what you get from all three of my poetry books at NayanaRenee.com. I have Poetic Diary, Ambiguous Love. Yeah, that's one of them love things, but not your typical. Then we going over to Poetic Goddess, Blind Silence, although the blind was literally coming from a place of abuse. And then we have your Poetic Box, Permanence Arousal. Yes, Permanence Arousal, because each poem in that book guaranteed to make you want to drop them draws. So you can get all three of my books or one of your favorites at NayanaRenee.com. That's NayanaRenee.com.
Listen to Big Woo Radio. Did y'all hear what I say? I want y'all to listen to Big Woo Radio.
This is Big Woo Radio, a station for the people, by the people, serving Rock Hill, South Carolina and surrounding areas, Charlotte, North Carolina and surrounding areas, serving worldwide at BigWooRadio.com. Thank you so much for listening.
Let me clear my throat. I am the legendary DJ Kool, and I don't care what nobody say. Woo Radio is the best radio station, period. All right? And I said that, and I meant that.
You're listening to Big Woo Big Radio. Woo Radio.
Welcome back to the program. It's the Brutally Honest Show. We got the Poetic Goddess, Nayana Renee in the building. We got JB, Mr. 299. He on the line. What's going on, everybody? We got a great show lined up for you, man. We got MC Shan in the building tonight. We got shows lined up for the One Mic Stand series that Nayana Renee kicked off last month. We got something popping off next month. We got the month after that. We got more shit going on in a little bit. 616 North Tryon Street, Water Bean Coffee, man, Uptown Charlotte, is where it's going to all go down. Big Woo Radio presents One Mic Stand. We got we got Kid Dip coming through. We got Reggie Rock coming through. But most importantly, July 31st. I almost lost my voice. I'm about to tell y'all about this one right here. I almost lost my shit. I'll tell you about July 31st, the Paint and Sip. Not just your regular Paint and Sip, ladies and gentlemen. No. That's not how Nayana Renee does it. It's not your regular Paint and Sip. It's a lingerie. Lingerie is like what I like to say. It's lingerie. Paint and Sip or pajama Paint and Sip. July 31st, 616 North Tryon Street, Uptown Charlotte, North Carolina. JB, well, I know Nayana's got, you know, before she do a sexy thought, she got some things going on. I finally had a chance to read her message. But JB,
I can go ahead and do my sexy thought until they get on the phone.
All right, let's do the sexy thought, and then,
they ain't on the phone.
And then we'll do the, $299 shout out line. It's always wide open, baby, but. JB, Mr. 299 is in the building. 299 shout out line.
Or at least he was in the building. I don't know where he went. He went in. All right, so here we go. Sexy Thoughts by Nyana Renee.
My bad, Woo.
Now that I got your attention.
Let's dig deep into the mind of the poetic goddess and reveal her sexy thoughts. By Nyana Renee. Nyana Renee. Nyana
Renee. Nyana Renee. That's N-I-A-N-A-R-E-N-E-E.
All right, so that's the I forgot. I turned the y'all couldn't hear the intro. I was playing the intro. You, my answer was hello, motherfucker, hello. But go ahead.
Shit, I couldn't hear not a damn thing.
Oh yeah, I had you turned down. I had you turned down. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Go ahead. What you say?
Okay. So I'm gonna make this quick before this lady come on.
For this lady came. Okay.
I know everybody since my show. Stop distracting me, Woo.
Okay.
So I know everybody was interested in that video I dropped on TikTok. And it was me in the red with the grapefruit. So my sexy thought is, how many of y'all experienced the grapefruit experience?
The grapefruit experience. The grapefruit experience. No, I haven't had the pleasure of the grapefruit experience. I have seen, thanks to you, the grapefruit experience in action, live and in person. It was a beautiful thing to watch. Such grace, such poise, such depth, let's say.
Appreciation. Dick appreciation.
Yeah, dick appreciation. Yes, I was very jealous of the thing that you use. Should I say? I can say dildo. Shit, it's the Brutally Honest Show. I can say the big black dildo that you use with the grapefruit. Yeah, it was wonderful to watch. Anybody that hasn't seen that yet, I advise you to do yourself a favor, male or female. Females, you can learn something.
It's on my YouTube.
Okay. What is the YouTube? Is Nyana Renee on YouTube?
Yep.
There you go.
N-I-R-E.
Well, finish.
Instagram, M-I.
You're chopping up. You're choppy. You're on your Instagram?
Okay. I said, and it's on my Instagram. Yes.
Okay.
Most definitely on my Instagram and my Facebook.
JB sound like you're in a wind tunnel. Yeah, go ahead.
Man, you know, I'm rolling, y'all. But look, hey, what's the grapefruit experience, y'all?
The grapefruit experience. let's see. How do I? Nyana, I'll let you explain. No, she wasn't skeeting on the grapefruit.
That one, you cut out a hole and mm-hmm. you put your dick in the grapefruit and you get your dick sucked with the grapefruit attached. Version of the vagina. It acts as no, it don't burn though. It does not burn, you know. Trust me, it don't burn.
Okay.
At all. It will not hurt you. And it has to be a ruby red because it don't have seeds. Ruby red grapefruit does not have seeds, but it has to be a ruby red. Can't just be a regular. Got to be a ruby red grapefruit so that you ain't going to pick it up with no seeds. And you're also burning calories because ruby red grapefruit burns calories. So who doesn't want to fucking burn calories while giving head? Like, it's a win-win situation.
Right.
Wow.
On. Yeah, you can't go wrong with that. 704-489-3316.
I tried that with Hennessy one time, and I'm going to tell you, don't do that.
Has anyone had the experience of the grapefruit, male or female? I mean, give us a call, 704-489-3316. Also, the 299 shout-out line is wide open. JB, you got a shout-out?
Of course. Hey, I want to give a shout-out to all the stepbrothers who only suck their step-trans daughter's dick out of respect for the father.
What?
Hey, even though he might be his sister, his dick's still bigger than his daddy. So it's a great way to bond.
Are you ready? Are you ready? You better get ready.
Get ready.
It's the 299 shout out line.
Shout out line.
Shout out line.
Shout out. Shout out.
Yes, 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 ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to 299 Shout Out Line. JB Miss 299 Shout Out Line. He knows how to make an entrance, ladies and gentlemen. He's going to be loud and he's going to be offensive. But if you want to get in, 704-489-3316, you can call up and give a shout out, or you can let JB shout out on your behalf. But if you let JB shout out on your behalf, it will be offensive. All right. So the grapefruit. Let's get back to the grapefruit. Nah, let's not. Let's move on. But we do have another question online for the folks out there on the social media. Bruliana's question, and the question was, what? And it was to the ladies, obviously. What are you willing to do for a sugar daddy if he pays $1,000 per month? I need details. Don't just be saying anything. I need details. What are you willing to do for a sugar daddy, for a sugar daddy, if he pays you $1,000 per month? I need details. Would you suck his friend's dick? Would you fuck his wife? Eat his wife's pussy? Would you eat his ass? Would you do nothing? As I'm going down here to the comments, as I'm going through the comments, y'all, nobody seems to think $1,000 is enough. Because there's some uppity bitches out there, I guess. I don't know. $1,000 a month for you to do nothing but maybe suck a dick or eat some pussy? I mean, say it again, JB. Say it again, JB. Say it again, JB. Say it again. Say it again, JB.
I said, hell, that's rent for some bitches, man. And then if you on Section 8, that's half a year's rent.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Maybe all year. That might be all year. Shit.
Hell
2 years.
Yeah.
2-3 years.
I know bitches paying $89 a month, and they still can't pay that, but they got their nails and their toes done.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, what is going on? It's like, let me read a couple of the comments real quick. Nikki said, $1,000 a month, ? That's like close to minimum wage, isn't it? I'm like, okay. You still got to work, goddammit. I don't know what the fuck. I mean, and Tish, she said, a month, ? Shaking my head. Not shit. Okay. Not a dang thing for $1,000 a month, my cousin Asia said. I'm surprised by these comments. I'm surprised by, people just acting like $1,000 a month. I know times is hard and prices is high. You know, gas is high, rent is high. But damn.
Hey, Wu, remember this, though. Probably most of these bitches that commented on it, that, facially challenged bitches don't have the same experience with dudes that good-looking or attractive women do. So they gonna always have something to say because they not gonna never have a sugar daddy. They gotta work their entire life. You know what I'm saying? So it's gonna be your mom that ain't used to having a sugar daddy and getting money from my brother that's gonna have the worst shit to say because they know they gonna be in the workforce till they 72.
Well, the problem is, JB. Now, yeah, you're probably right on that. I mean, I'm not going to say these women on their Facebook here that's coming, you know, ain't good looking women. Because, I mean, I'm looking down here, my cousin Asia, she's fine. And Tish, she's fine. Nikki, fine. I mean, they're all pretty fine. I mean, but I think they setting their goals too high. You know, they want a sugar daddy that's going to pay them $3,000-$5,000 a month. When, you know,
think it's setting it too high. Ooh, I think y'all just, it's just what you saying. Like, if you saying all that just for $1,000 a month, meaning you ain't even getting all your money up front. You mean just like once a month? It's just one session, boom?
Or once
you
a month.
You gotta be his damn. He's doing something.
Those are contracts that have got to be made. Those are contracts that's got to be made between the sugar daddy and the woman.
The sugar baby, yeah. $1,000 a month, that's conversation money.
Conversation money? Conversation? Yeah, all I'm going to get is a conversation for $1,000 a month? You know what kind of car I can get for $1,000 a month that will talk to me and drive
that
for me?
Conversation.
Oh, hell no.
Conversation money.
I'm going to tell y'all what right now, sugar babies. You got to give up a little bit more in this day and age, because it ain't just hard for the player or the pimps. For the women, but it's hard for us players and pimps too. So we got to get something. We got to get some bang for our buck nowadays. You know what I'm saying?
I don't even think it's about being hard for us or anything like that. I think it's just like, you going to pay for my damn time. I'm investing in you, nigga. So you going to pay for that investment. I'm investing my time talking to you and having conversations with you, listening to you. It depends. Is he married? Do I have to listen to him complain about Linda ass, you know, burning his damn rice and not seasoning his fucking chicken? You know?
Maybe.
Why can't pay that?
Go ahead,
why
go ahead,
that
JB.
Money, though?
Absolutely. JB, go ahead. Go ahead.
For the simple fact that statistically, if you really look at it, and we don't talk about it right now, and they don't talk about it on television, women are making more than men are across the board. So when you look at, especially in our community, when you look at black men and black women are making 2 to 3 times more than black men are. So you're not going to have a lot of black men out there being sugar daddies, because you got women out there in more leadership positions and making more money than black men are. So that question should have been directed more towards men than women nowadays.
So you basically said I should have said how much is a sugar daddy willing to pay, or what are you willing to do for your sugar mama? I guess you could put that out there too. Yeah. What are you willing to do for your sugar mama then, JB?
For $1,000 a month. Change her diaper.
I might eat up pussy from the back with a diaper cord to the side. That'll become a beneficiary. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt. $1,000 a month, man. I'm just saying, that's a lot of money. I mean, it's not enough to make you just quit working. That's although I would, I quit.
If they don't have their lifestyle, though, you got to remember what lifestyle, because, shit, $1,000 a month, that might be a damn pocketbook, some lash extensions, and a full set.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm just saying.
And that $1,000 gone.
All right, what are you talking about?
Or that might be $1,000 in rent, booth rent to their business, and that's right. It. But then you got to take the supplies, the upkeep.
You're getting $1,000 for conversation. I mean, you're just giving up conversation. Right. You're getting $1,000. You're just giving up conversation.
Okay, but if you want more, I want more. I'm saying conversation $1,000, but if you want more, I want more. Because sis got goals and dreams.
Go ahead. Go ahead, JB. Go ahead now, JB.
Now, see, this is an opportunity where you could have really guided a lot of women out there the right way.
Yeah,
and misleading. If the guys are out there and you're making an extra $1,000 a month, and it's really not, and it's really not needed, that's an opportunity for you to take that money and save it for at least 18 months, 24 months, and put yourself in a position where you can invest it. Because once you invest it, or invested into a property or into some stocks.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Here's my thoughts on it. Here's my thoughts on it real quick, JB. I know the people are hearing me say this over and over again, but it's not getting through to, $1,000 a month. I think a lot of women are expecting, you know, when I put this post out here, they like you said, JB, they may not have a sugar daddy, may not have had one before, but you got to do this thing in increments. And the question was basically, what would you do? And most of them said nothing, which is just unheard of to me that you would do nothing for $1,000 a month. But I believe a lot of women have these dreams of not having to do anything for the rest of their lives and just, you know, live off a sugar daddy or live off a husband that they married that was rich. And you know, that's, you know, it's a small percentage of men, even white men, that can pay the kind of money that you want to just, you know, have your own, have him put you up in a nice condo and have give you a nice $100,000 car. You got to get a billionaire. You need a Bezos or a Branson or somebody like that before you can get that kind of lifestyle. Ain't nobody going to be willing to just give you that over conversation. Now, I can change the post and make it, you know, what would you do for the guy for $3,000 or $5,000 a month or $10,000, if you get $10,000 a month, I know what you're going to do for that. I know what you're willing to do for $10,000 a month. And that means that's just about anything. I mean, you're going to give him a better conversation for $10,000 a month, Niana? That's what you're going to do? That's what you're going to do. Knowing good and well that these women out here for $1,000 a month, they gonna suck his dick, his daddy's dick, his son's dick. They gonna be some bunch of dick sucking going on.
What if he just wants to make? What if he don't have a? Ooh, that would be a good one to get a guy who is dickless and just make him feel like he's got it.
Ain't that some shit? Ain't that something?
Like sucking dildo in his empty dick spot.
Ain't that something? Ain't that? That's just nothing right there. Go ahead, JB.
I want to go ahead and give a shout out to Brittany. I don't know if she's listening or not, but Brittany, for $1,000, she fucked this dude who was a truck driver, right? But then, at the same time, he had his twin, 16-year-old, in his tractor trailer, watching him fuck her. And after he fucked her, he coached them into fucking her. And she said they did a good job. She was proud of them. Wow. And she did this for $1,000. So, hey, wow. I got to give a shout-out to Brittany for fucking a father and his two twins, 16-year-old son, and their 16-year-old birthday there for $1,000.
There you go.
That's great customer service right there.
That's good customer service. That's good customer service. Look, we got to take a break. Take a break. We'll be right back. Don't you go nowhere. We got MC Shad coming up in the next half hour. Brutally Honest Show, Big Wool Radio. We'll be right back.
Hey, y'all. I'm Nima Shining Star L. And you can catch me every Sunday, 7 p.m. and 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on IG Live in the Art Room with Nima, where I will have special interviews with special guests you don't want to miss. And then you can catch me Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Facebook Live. That's right, Facebook Live Thoughts Provoked, where every topic is definitely a hot topic. Do not miss. So if you can't catch me on IG Live, 7, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, shoot on over to Facebook, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Hey, y'all.
Hey, y'all.
Has 2020 been a financial strain on you? Is there not enough time during the day to start a business, or you work tirelessly creating a residual income? Trade and Travel Academy can help. Our educational platform is designed for the everyday person to learn how to consistently trade cryptocurrency, foreign exchange, stocks, and index profitability. Take advantage of our courses from basic, advanced, fundamental, and price action. Are you afraid you'll miss a class? Not at our institution. All classes are recorded and we offer live trading sessions for you to attend. We are dedicated to helping the average citizen with no knowledge of the market to become independently profitable. Do you feel you don't have time to learn a new skill? Our academy also offers trade ideas that will give you signals of the different markets and notify you when to buy or sell each week without having to attend a single class. Earn extra income while you learn or while you sleep for as little as $100 a month. We aim to assure that you'll receive your investment with our educational family back within the first month. You can find us on all platforms at Trade and Travel Academy or on our website, www.patreon.com/Trade and Travel Academy. That's Trade and Travel Academy, spelled T-R-A-D-E, the letter N, Travel Academy.
Just let me put the tip in.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Big Woo, Big Woo Radio. I'm chilling with my girl, Nayana Renee. What's going on, Nayana?
Hey, Woo.
Nayana just dropped a website, nayanarenee.com. And if you don't mind, Nayana, can you tell us more about your website so we can get nasty with Nayana Renee?
You so crazy. My pleasure.
NayanaRenee.com. You ever read a book that will have you thinking, making you climax, or maybe even wanting to check yourself where you're in the right place? Because that's exactly what you get from all three of my poetry books at NayanaRenee.com. I have Poetic Diary, Ambiguous Love. Yeah, that's one of them love things, but not your typical. Then we're going over to Poetic Goddess, Blind Silence, although the blind was literally coming from a place of abuse. And then we have your Poetic Box, Permanence Arousal. Yes, Permanence Arousal. Because each poem in that book guaranteed to make you want to drop them draws. So you can get all three of my books or one of your favorites at NayanaRenee.com. That's NayanaRenee.com.
This is a warning. This is a warning. This is your final warning.
This is your final warning.
This is your parental discretion.
Parental discretion
is advised.
Is advised.
Is advised.
So, you decided to come back. Well, welcome back to the Brutally Honest Tuesday. The show with no motherfucking censor. If you are sensitive, turn off your radio. Put down your cell phone. Close your laptop. Because this shit right here, this shit is not for you. But thank you for listening on BigWooRadio.com. Now back to the show with Nayana,
Nayana,
and JB,
Nayana,
and JB
on Big Woo Radio.
A station for the people, by the people.
This is Soul Rack, and you're tuned into Big Woo Radio.
Welcome back to the program. 704-489-3316 is if you want to get in. That's how you do it. Thanks, everybody, listening live at BigWooRadio.com. Everybody download the Big Woo Radio app in the Google Play Store and all of our folks to search us out in the podcast app on your iPhone. We appreciate that. We also love it when you follow us on all of our social media. We're at Big Woo Radio on everything, all social media platforms. If you just joined the program and missed the first half of it, we got a couple topics on the docket tonight. One of them is, did you see Nayana's grapefruit video? Yeah, go to her YouTube, Nayana Renee. That's NayanaRenee on YouTube. Or go to the website, NayanaRenee.com. And do yourself a favor and check that out, fellas. And ladies, do your significant other a favor and put his dick in the grapefruit and suck that motherfucker till it disappear like a lollipop. A one, a two,
a three. How many licks does it take to get to the center of his penis? I don't know. But Nayana Renee does. The grapefruit. Anyway, the other topic is what would you do for your a sugar daddy? Not yours in particular. You could have one. I don't know. But I just want to say a sugar daddy. What would you do for a sugar daddy if he was paying you $1,000 a month? See, now we do have ladies in here that have, you know, that care about the sugar daddy and how much $1,000 is. And my girl Katie, she said it would be dinner, a movie, an honest ear to listen, shop for them weekly, make them dinner once a week, daily check-in calls. Doesn't always have to be sexual favors. Some people are just genuinely lonely. And if you're giving somebody $1,000 a month and you're not getting nothing from it, you are a genuinely lonely motherfucker. You have to be, because there's no way that even if I had it to do, if I had it like that, if I was a multi-millionaire and I could afford to give someone $1,000 a month just for doing nothing, just for conversation, ain't no way in hell I'd do that. I would buy me a vehicle that drove me automatically, or that could talk to me when I was lonely. You know, because what different is a woman you paying $1,000 a month to, and a car that talks to you and does hands free parking for you? I will pay $1,000 a month for a Range Rover over, you know, conversation with a woman. Now I'm a married man, so that makes the decision easier for me to not have to pay $1,000. I get some conversation. I just go in the bedroom and get fussed at by my wife if I want some conversation. But no, this is about you being able to do some things for the woman, for the man. Go ahead. Go ahead, JB.
I said you are already paying over $1,000 a month with the wife, so I mean, because you pretty much at her mercy.
Absolutely.
As long as you've been married.
Absolutely.
Oh, we both that Miss Wu calls me. She calls the major shots, and sometimes we know you have to capitulate and bow down.
Sure.
As
sure.
Do some of the other men. But that's pressure, and that's based on your happiness, your level of happiness in the home. You know what I'm saying? Am I right or wrong?
It is true when they say happy wife, happy life. And that's not a joke. That's not no, you know, you want your, and it should be the same way for women when it comes to their husbands and their significant others, that happy husband, happy life as well. It just don't rhyme. But it should be the same thing. Everybody should be happy in a relationship, as happy as they can possibly be. Everything ain't always peaches and cream all the time. But you know, when you genuinely want the other person's happiness, then everything will work out. You know, if you genuinely want the other person's happiness. But if you own the service saying, "Yeah, I just want you to be happy, baby," and then in the same breath, "I don't give a fuck what you do." You know, you don't really mean them happiness. If you know, I don't give a fuck what you do or what you, where you go or what you don't mean them happiness. You know, so that's a part of you know, that's a part of that. That's a conversation for a whole different time, a whole different day. But if I'm paying your ass $1,000, you should have to do a couple things that I say. You know, look, hey, you know,
somebody's swallowing some nut at least three times a month.
You know, this week I need you to do this, or this week I need you to do this. This week, now I don't want you to think I want you to do some outrageous stuff for $1,000, even though some of y'all working for $1,000 a month and you doing outrageous shit. You doing some shit that you don't even want to do. At least this is something that you might even want to do, because if you made him your sugar daddy, if you said yes to being his sugar baby, then you at least find him somewhat attractive or somewhat, you know, worth spending time with. You know, you ain't over that McDonald's fryer going, oh yeah, this is great. I'm making $1,000 a month. This is fucking awesome. No, you ain't doing that shit. You are not doing it. It's not happening. Now, motherfucker's standing over you putting nuts in your mouth, and you might even enjoy that shit. You might be like, oh shit, this is better than, you know, getting burnt by French fry grease. Of course, you know, you gonna like that better. So I don't understand what people talking about. They ain't gonna do nothing. I ain't doing nothing. $1,000 a month. Come on, that's a lot of goddamn money, man. I don't care which way you look at it. You might say it's minimum wage, but you ain't doing shit you hate. Doing shit you like. You're probably going on trips too. You're probably taking you on trips. I don't know what the sugar daddy doing. He probably giving you $1,000 a month and just leave it at that. But I'm sure you're probably going somewhere. He's probably taking you out to dinner too. You know, the $1,000 a month is just the base pay. Then you get all the perks with the, you know, going.
Man, that bitch don't cook.
Yeah, you get to get fucked in the back of his Mercedes or whatever, or his Lexus or Rolls Royce or whatever he might have. You might get to go to, you know, nice plush hotel, get to spend time on the beach. You might be taking trips and all that too. So I don't want to hear this shit about you ain't gonna do nothing. You know what I'm saying, JB? You ain't gonna do nothing.
Some bitches might have to leave their pride and dignity at the door and get a meal at a 24-hour restaurant of their choice and get 15 minutes of loving on their mama, on a nigga mama a futon. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. So thanks to everybody that participated in the Brutally Honest question today. I appreciate that. The Brutally Honest question last week, which y'all missed, was would you date Bill Cosby since he's a free man now? And that was hilarious last week, too, about dating Bill Cosby. Most of them was like, you know, I never thought he was attractive anyway. So, no, I wouldn't date him even. Well, yeah, Bill Cosby wasn't really, you know, known for his looks. He was known for his funny. So, yeah, he wasn't. But if anything, he was funny looking.
Can I say something real quick, Boo?
Go ahead.
You know, being, I'm glad that Bill Cosby's out of jail because he should have never went to jail in the first place.
Yeah.
That was bad. That was a bad judgment on the DA because he really wanted to attach himself to the Me Too movement. And when I hear a lot of black folks out here talking about Bill Cosby saying that he did something wrong, he didn't do nothing wrong. Because you have to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that he done something wrong. Right. And when we need to do a better job in making sure that we know and understand the law instead of going out here talking reckless and carrying on the narrative that the folks with the complexion, with the selection, with the protection carried on, because we know that was some bullshit by him going to jail. And that DA should be disbarred. That judge should too. You know what I'm saying?
So
we know what it was about.
Sure.
But overall, I think that we need to do our due diligence in making sure that we know the law. Because if that can happen to him and he had that kind of money and he had the ability to know his rights, what could happen to the majority of us out here who don't have that kind of money and don't know our rights?
Yeah, exactly. That's why you gotta look. If you want to get criminals, I understand you want to find out somebody's a criminal. I get it. Somebody's accused somebody of something, but you have to go to the letter of the law. And if anybody's got to abide by that,
right,
it's the DA, the people that work for the people. You know, the lawyers that actually work for the people. The DA, you work for us, man. You got to follow the letter of the law, and when you don't, this kind of shit happens. Don't be mad at Bill Cosby because the motherfucker got off on what they call it a technicality. There ain't no technicality.
No,
that's just fucked up DA stuff. Not get off. Because everybody saying, well, he's not. They found him guilty. But they only found him guilty because of evidence that wasn't even supposed to be in it. He wasn't even supposed to be in court. You know, if they followed the law, he wasn't even supposed to be in court. He wasn't even supposed to be brought up on charges for this at all. So it's not, you know, it's not the because for people that don't know, they tried to take this to criminal court the first time. The very first time they tried to take it to criminal court, but they didn't have enough evidence to take it to court. So they tried to sue him for money. Right?
So they said that the witnesses that came forward wasn't their statements wasn't credible.
Right.
So they didn't have enough credible information to even bring charges against him. So when he did his original deposition, you know, they wasn't supposed to hold that deposition against him, which is what the DA turned around and did because of this fucking Me Too movement.
Exactly. So they wanted to get him so bad. They wanted to be part of something so bad. So they wanted to just, they was like, well, we'll sue him. And the chick got $3 million. Bill came up off of $3 million, which is, of course, is a drop in the bucket for Bill Cosby. No doubt about that. It's a drop in the bucket. And, got their money. And now they decided to take it to court. So, you know, but I digress. It shouldn't have went to court in the first place. It is what it is. And y'all just gonna have to live with that. That's just a mistake that they made trying to do something to somebody like Bill Cosby. And this is what happens. This is what happens when you don't do your job the way you're supposed to do it, and you're for political purposes or for fame doing shit like you're doing it for TV, like my boy Jada Kiss would say. You're doing it for TV, and that's a bad thing. And that's why Bill is at the house drinking Coca-Cola and having a Jell-O pudding. Pop.
Hey, well, you know why he really went to jail, right?
Huh?
You know why he really went to jail, right?
Why?
Because in 1992, Bill Cosby came together with a portfolio to make an attempt to buy NBC, and it got shut down. Back in 2002 or 2005, he came back again with an offer to buy NBC because he wanted to have a station out there that was going to be more educational and beneficial, especially to the black community out there, Oprah Winfrey's network. So when he had the means to do it, I think in 2005, if I'm not mistaken, the powers that be, they conjured up a way to make him look bad in the media. So basically the Jews in Hollywood made it to where that he wasn't going to be able to buy NBC. And same thing, you know, that happened with the brother who was a comedian who ended up buying the Weather Channel. He bought the Weather Channel and Comcast. They didn't like that because that opened the doors for him to also buy two other stations. And now he's worth a ton of money. Yeah. And they really wanted to monopolize the game and not allow us to get in on that game as they allowed Oprah Winfrey.
Well, that's why Oprah Winfrey didn't try to buy nobody's network. She just went on with her own. She went on with her own network. And like she learned from Bill's mistake. She's like, okay, I ain't fucking with them over there. I'm going to just start my own shit over here and, you know, let it be what it be. But and bring Tyler Perry on, and we'll just do that. We'll just make a bunch of soap operas for the black folks. That's pretty much what she done. But let's get into some music, man. MC Shan don't look like he gonna make it today. I don't know what the hold up is. Maybe we'll get him next week. But this is his new music, man. It's called Bounce Love Song by MC Shan. We'll be right back to close the show out with the poet that got us, Niana Renee, JB, Mr. 29, and myself. MC Shan, Bounce Love, Brutally Honest Show, Big Boo Radio.
Make it rain, go shorty, make it bounce. Love the way she shake it for me, love the way she make it roll. Pop it when she drop it, make it rain, go shorty, make it bounce. Shorty in a G-string, pulling on my zipper, singing in her ear. I'm in love with a stripper, I say I wanna feel her. Touch her where it tickle, fucking with her mind while she grinding on my pickle. Pussy's all that's on my mind. Girl, what you doing to me? Shorty got me hooked on the way she shake that ooey-ooey. Good, man, it's nice and chewy. Pussy bought her everything way before she knew me. Boom, boom, dropping it in sync. Shorty better watch it, cause I'm about to spill a drink. I was drinking Grey Goose, shorty on Patron. Pictures up of pussy all up in my phone. Shorty, she a freak, she already admitted. Looking at it shaking like Jell-O when I hit it. Shake it side to side, now shake it up and down. Before you pop it, baby, won't you break it to the ground? Love the way she, love the way she, love the way she, love the way she, love the way she shake it for me. Love the way she make it roll, pop it when she drop it. Make it ring, go on, shorty, make it bounce. Bounce, 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 bounce. Love the way
way she shake it for me. Love the way she make it roll. Pop it when she drop it. Make it rain. Go on, shorty, make it bounce. Shorty, let me ride, let me take it for a spin. Say that I'm a lucky man, cause she got a twin. Go on, mama, toot it up, all make it shine. She wanna me to beat it up and treat it like it's mine. Shorty, make that pussy pop while she on the pole. Watch her on the way down, she way she make it roll. Shorty so fly that I'm tricking on her friends. Money in abundance, spending hundreds like they tens. Shake it to a love song, she don't need a booty track. All I throw is money at her, she blow me that booty back. Shorty, she a freak, and she know I know it. Cause she always make it pop right before she throw it. I don't wanna keep the pussy, I just wanna borrow. Hit it with the ding-a-ling, bring it back tomorrow. Told her that I want her, ever since I seen her. Let me hit the pussy, I'ma catch a misdemeanor, girl. Love the way she shake it for me, love the way she make it roll. Pop it when she drop it, make it ring. Go on, shorty, make it bounce, bounce.
You're listening to Big Woo Radio.
That's right there. That's the latest from MC Shan. Bounce, love song. Go on, shorty, make it bounce. JB, Mr. 29. That's MC Shan, bro. What's your thoughts on that one right there, JB?
I like it, man. I like it, you know. It's been a while since we done heard from the brother, man. And you know, we have a lot of rappers that we grew up listening to in the birth, in the you know, the birth of hip hop, the infancy stages of hip hop, man, and to see how they've been able to change and come along, you know, with time. There's a lot of rappers who come and go, but to see some of these rappers that we grew up listening to who can still come out here and put good music out, man. That goes to show you what skills and what talent really is versus what we're hearing a lot of today, which is a bunch of bullshit.
Anytime a cat from I used to listen to back when I was coming up as a little shorty, listening to MC Shan and Queensbridge and that first beef between him and one with KS1, Queensbridge, the bridge is over, because that was like one of the first beefs of hip-hop, or not beef, not the first beef, but the first, you know, I guess, you know, what they call it, song battles, where they battle with through song, you know what I mean? So that was probably one of the first ones of that you heard. I mean, of course, you got the infamous Nas and Jay-Z's, you know, beef or battle, whatever. But yeah, KRS-One and MC Shan was one of the first, if not the first, you know, battles with where they was going back and forth with each other with song. You know what I mean? And then, of course, Biggie and Tupac, which that turned out to be fatal. And I really think it had, you know, there's all kind of things behind that could have, should have, would have happened, or, you know, things of that nature. But who knows what really went down? Somebody does, but I don't. I think this right here is the type of song that you want to, as a, you know, I don't want to say old head, but, you know, if you when you're making your way back into hip hop, and I'm sure he's been doing things, you know, that we have, you know, seen, or things that go under the radio, under the radar, because radio won't play these old school cats, which is a travesty to me. I mean, these guys deserve to be played anything they put out. You should put that on air automatically. You know, whether you like it or not, I think they've garnered that much respect in this game and been in this game for so many years that they should have the respect and of radio, especially since radio, they help radio bring hip hop to the forefront. This is why you listen. All you hear now on the radio is hip hop. Pop charts, top 100 pop charts. You got a hip hop song in there. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be a hip hop. Your top country songs, even your top country songs, JB, you're gonna have a hip hop element to it. Everything. Hip hop has taken over music. you got violins in hip hop now. You know what I'm saying? You bring in people that play the violin. Violin back in the day, you played the violin, you was a nerd. Now you can be on hip hop beats, making it. You know, so it's, go ahead, JB. I ain't mean to cut you off, brother.
No, sorry, brother. But you know what though? When you think about it, let's go back to Shan, and let's go back to KRS-One. We rarely heard out of all the albums this brother came out. He was Shan. You didn't really hear a lot of their songs on the radio. Why?
27. I think he got 27 albums.
They was giving us conscious music.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And the powers that be, that was something they really wasn't trying to promote.
Yeah.
You know, Tribe Called Quest and you know the Jungle Brothers and De La Soul kind of broke through. But when you really listen
X-Clan.
To what they was laying down, you know, they really wasn't trying to promote the message that these brothers was putting out and what they were saying back then, because even what they were saying back then is so relevant right now.
Yeah, yeah. It was empowering. It was empowering, especially KRS-One,
right? Right.
You must learn. You know what I mean? You just didn't get that. Because I learned a lot just from that song KRS-One. I was like, wow, there's a lot of shit I don't know. When he was rapping about, you know, Madam CJ Walker, and you know, I was like, oh shit, I didn't even know that. You know what I mean? Cause you know, I grew up in the hills of West Virginia in predominantly white schools. So, you know, with that, you know, how much black education you was going to get. We learned that we were slaves and that was about it. You know what I'm saying? That was it. Okay, now niggas is mad because that's all you telling us. Now we mad. Now there's got to be riots in school. When Roots came out, there was a hell of a riot because no brothers didn't like that shit. You know what I mean? We didn't like being portrayed like that. But if you do that and you give us a history, and we understand you got to give us the history, but you also got to give us all the history. You got to give it all to us. You can't just be like, oh yeah, y'all was just slaves and we didn't really like y'all much, but we like y'all now. No, you don't, motherfucker. No, you don't. So it was rappers like, you know, KRS-One, X-Clan, those guys, you know, X-Clan brought the whole African medallion. You remember everybody used to rock that leather African medallion, you know, that was the shit right there, boy. You couldn't tell us nothing, you know, once we knew, oh yeah, the motherland. I got the motherland around my neck, boy. But that was cool though. I like that MC Shan Bounce Love song. Hopefully we'll get him on the show. Maybe next week we'll be able to get him on and see what he's got going on, what's popping with him. But we're going to take this time to end the show, man, and take this time to tell everybody what we got going on. Don't forget July 31st, 616 North Tryon Street, Water Bean Coffee, Lingerie and Sip, Paint and Sip, Lingerie Paint and Sip. My girl Niana Renee is putting it down at Water Bean Coffee, 616 North Tryon Street, July 31st. Get your tickets. Go to NianaRenee.com. That's NianaRenee.com. Just follow her on all of her social media, and you'll catch up with Niana. Get your tickets. They're going fast. There is limited seating, so you got to get your tickets now. It's almost, what is it, like 2 weeks away. 2 weeks away. And you get to wear your lingerie, ladies, looking all sexy. Guys, you get to wear your Speedos and your boxers and things like that. And that's what's up. And don't forget to check us out on all of our social media. And check us out Friday, Florida Poetry Show, Sunday, sports show. JB, appreciate you chiming in today. Niana, appreciate you stopping through. But I'm gonna leave you with MC Shan, Bounce Love. Right here on Big Woo Radio. So on behalf of the Big Woo Radio family, especially my man James J.T. Thompson, I'm Big Woo. Peace. God bless. We out. Hey.
bounce. Love the way she shake it for me, love the way she make it roll. Pop it when she drop it, make it rain. Go on, shorty, make it bounce, 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 bounce. Shorty in a G-string, pulling on my zipper, singing in her ear. I'm in love with a stripper. I say I wanna feel her, touch her where it tickle. Fucking with her mind while she grinding on my pickle. Pussy's all that's on my mind, girl, what you doing to me? Shorty got me hooked on the way she shake that ooey ooey. Good, bet it's nice and chewy. Pussy bought her everything way before she knew me. Boom, boom, dropping it in sync. Shorty better watch it, cause I'm about to spill a drink. I was drinking Grey Goose, shorty on Patron. Pictures of a pussy all up in my phone. Shorty, she a freak, she already admitted. Looking at it shaking like jello when I hit it. Shake it side to side, now shake it up and down. Before you pop it, baby, won't you break it to the ground?
You're listening to Big Willie.
Shake it for me, love the way she make it roll. Pop it when she drop.